This was the kind of jubilation expressed by members of the Roman Catholic Church when Pope Francis arrived in USA for his three-day visit. His visit has also received a lot of excitement from the Catholics in South Africa. These are congregants of the Cathedral of Christ the King in Johannesburg, singing their favorite praise hymn on a Sunday morning. As Pope Francis prepares to conclude his visit to America on Saturday, his followers in South Africa say out of all the discussions he had during his trip, they were encouraged by his anti-capitalism stance, expressed in his call for the poor and vulnerable to be taken care of. In his brief remarks at the White House in Washington on Thursday, the Pope urged the Americans to care for the poor.
I would like all men and women in this great nation to support the efforts of the international community to protect the vulnerable in our world and to stimulate inclusive models of development.
Zimbabwe National Samgelson Ndlovu, a member of the Cathedral of Christ the King, agrees with Pope Francis.
I support the Pope for asking the rich to share with the poor. It's unfair to have individuals who are extremely rich when the majority of people are poor.
This is also what most congregants at the Cathedral of Christ the King are praying for.
I confess to Almighty God that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done and in what I have failed to do. Therefore I ask Blessed Mary Ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God.
This church has also put into practice Pope Francis's teaching of sharing. A group of volunteers calling themselves Cathedral Care Team contribute money to buy and cook food for the poor. Zimbabwean national Lucky Ncube is one of the beneficiaries of this initiative.
The food we get here is a great relief for us. We are now able to use the little money that we get for other things since food is already catered for. It is indeed a relief.
Mercy Sangweni, 9, is one of the children who get fed every fourth Sunday of the month.
In this place, they are giving us food like rice, chicken, and it is helping us a lot. I wish that they can continue giving us.
Once their tummies are full, she and others do not forget to give thanks to God. Hida Dimink, the leader of the care team, says she is fully behind Pope Francis's anti-capitalism stance.
Pope Francis, I am glad I can be part of his mission. I don't want people to be hungry. And if I can give one person a meal a day, it will make me very happy. Children and people shouldn't suffer.
Father Thabo Mosheho, the administrator at the Cathedral of Christ the King, thanks the Pope for preaching the gospel of sharing.
The rich have become so rich at the expense of the poor, whereby a poor man down the street is not even able to make ends meet, whereas the rich are living lavishly.
And many Catholics in South Africa say if Pope Francis's gospel of caring for the poor is sufficiently preached, the world will become a better place. Reporting for Studio 7 in Johannesburg, this is Benedictine Chapo.